This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a story out in the major news networks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That T-Hack is calling fake news.
Yes, fake.
Fake news. Mm-hmm. It's huge. I don't know where I land on this because I never allowed my kids to do this, and I'm sure
why
I'm going to get judged.
Not?
What?
Because it's okay.
What?
We're talking about the play place. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The play places in McDonald's. Yeah.
It's the ball pit.
Yeah, which I have not seen a ball pit in a while. I think they have other. They still have like a slide, climby things.
Do you remember?
Some netty things.
God, what was that? 5 years ago when the nation shut down. Due to a worldwide pandemic.
None of that was from a ball pit,
you don't
though.
Know.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
There
yeah.
is, there's the theory of the wet market with the bats. There's the theory of the lab leak in Wuhan. There's a lot of different theories. My theory is ball pit. I never let my kids play in those because have you ever been in a ball pit? Or in a McDonald's or somewhere.
Yeah.
I have a picture of me. I think it was technically Chuck E. Cheese. The ball pit. My hair is so staticky because I'm in the tube. I have to find it.
How
it's
many
so
kids
cute.
In the ball pit have parents who haven't wiped their nose in a decade? And so they just got that crusty green crap from nose all the way to lip down through the chin. And it's like, they can't take the individual balls out and wash them.
It's true. Erin wasn't even celiac until she went into that ball pit.
I'm telling you.
I wasn't diabetic either.
Nothing was wrong with Erin. Before, so
no, I'm okay.
The news story is this: the ball pits, the play places, are gone essentially.
Yeah,
like they're talking about, they literally hard screw in like two iPads against
it's
a
bad.
Wall and go, have fun, kids. Like there's no fun anymore.
Which used to be like when they would be at a Target or like Walmart, I think used to have them where you could play Nintendo in the store. They would have the
the
stations. That was cool because you're like, I don't have a Nintendo, but I could go test one out at the store. But now,
was there a limit? Did they make you? Could you stand there for like hours?
I think as long as you were kind of the biggest kid, you could stand there as long as.
So it's King of the Hill,
kinda.
You're just like
who's? I mean, who's monitoring it? Because You don't pay. I don't think. Did
no, I don't think
no,
you pay. But I just wondered if the employees came by and went like, "Hey, weirdo, you have a beer."
That hangs out in the electronics section, and they would be the ones to like make sure.
They're usually the ones on it.
Yeah.
they're the
big kid.
Yeah. Because it's just some nerd ball who's like just happens to not have AV club that day.
But nowadays, what kid's like, can we please go to McDonald's so I can play with that kind of worse version of the iPad than the one that I have?
So that's not fun.
Right. But I have not experienced this and I spend plenty an hour at a McDonald's play place.
So this is you saying this accredited story that comes from the Associated Press. I don't really know where it comes from.
I don't know. Let me say it this way. The McDonald's and Parker are doing it right. They have great play places.
Do they have the COVID pit? I'm sorry, ball pit. I'm sorry, diabetes pit. Celiac pit. What are we calling it? I don't remember what we call
it. They don't have the ball pits, no.
So they did finally realize that that's...
Yeah, and the thing that bothers me the most is you're supposed to leave your socks on.
Yeah.
You take your shoes off, but leave your socks on. There are signs everywhere, and there are lots of parents that let the kids go barefoot. And then it creates a chain effect because some kids, like my kids, will see the other kids... with no socks. I'm like, well, I want to take my socks off because they're barefoot kids too. And it's like, no. absolutely not. Because that, to me, is gross. That's the last bastion of grossness that we have.
I'm going to try to hold this. The idea of smelly kid feet just touching everything that you're going to put your face on. I mean, yeah. I know kids' feet are not that smelly, but then it's just on top of...
I get that. And like, I mean, you've been to the trampoline places. They have the foam pits and those can get just
But you got to wear their socks.
You do, but I'm just saying that those can also be as gross as the ball pit.
I feel like...
They do, I think. I've seen TikToks where they
spray
like...
spray down the foam pit?
They take out every single piece of foam because people also drop stuff in there.
That is... That has got to be fake news.
I've seen videos.
That somebody... Yeah. Do you know how many blocks are in that?
It's like once a week where they do
once
it.
Once a week they take all those blocks out.
Once a month.
Okay,
I don't know.
If you work at Sky Zone or what are the different places? 303-222-5423. Text in right now. You are lying if you're saying you clean that thing. You do not. Like, oh my God, no.
Things fall out of people's pockets.
And they're just gone.
Yeah,
until like the end of the month and when they do
it was once a week a second ago.
I don't know what it is. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not even convinced all those blocks are foam. I think
they're not.
I think some of
them
are
concrete at the bottom. I think it's a way.
It's a facade.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're saying.
The McDonald's play place is awesome for a parent, especially if you have young kids. You just go there, especially like a Sunday morning. You get McDonald's breakfast. You get to sit and eat it. The kids eat. Then they go and run. There's a 30-minute limit posted on the signs. As long as you have an adult there. Awesome. Then the kids run around and you just get to relax.
But when they're just in socks, don't they get hurt? Like, to me, there would be more liability wearing socks because you're slippery.
Well, wear the trampoline part. Those ones.
But those ones have like grippies.
Yeah, wear those.
Yeah, that's what Leo does. He puts his trampoline socks on when we go because he knows he's going to play hard.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's like grippy. It's like a rubbery texture. The slide is slippery, but when you climb up, it's got that, you know, like almost rock climbing, you know, like that fake.
So rock. Your kid is like ready for American Ninja Warrior because he's gone to the ball pit?
Kinda, yeah.
To the COVID pit?
As long
pit.
As he gets his McDonald's first.
Do you want to say, because this story says that there's none left, do you want to say the location of your sacred, still cool play place, or do you want to keep it to yourself? Because it sounds like you have... the last bastion of fun at McDonald's.
And they're usually not that busy. We've run into a couple times where there are kids there who definitely their parents drop them off.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, yes.
How old are they?
Some of them are pretty old, yeah. Some of them it looks like a date. What? Like they're like 14 or something.
What?
Yeah.
So it's more than just the COVID bit.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.